Once, it was impossible to imagine New York's harbor without the Statue of Liberty. But the destruction of the World Trade Center by terrorists makes it all too easy to envision such a possibility. In fact, federal officials are already planning for the worst. They're creating 3D models that could be used to replace some of the most treasured national monuments in case of terrorist attacks. High-powered laser technology is scanning every detail of Lady Liberty, the Capitol building here in Washington, and Mount Rushmore. Joining us now to explain how the technology works is Elizabeth Loudon. She's a member of the research team at Texas Tech University, which is working on the model for the Statue of Liberty. She joins us from Lubbock, Texas. Ms. Loudon, first of all, as I understand it, you were asked to make a model of the Statue of Liberty before the September 11th terrorist attacks. Is that right?
Yes, we were called in December of 2000 to ask if we would be interested in using the new technology that the university was acquiring to record to highly precise measurements the Statue of Liberty.
Now, was there already a concern that perhaps it could be the target of a terrorist attack at that point?
Not as far as we knew. Later on, we knew that they were concerned with visitors being scanned, like airport security, for, you know, periodic threats, but nothing specific.
Can you explain how the process works? It begins with this 3D scan, is that right?
Yes, there's a green laser chip beam that is projected out from the scanner, and it, based on time-of-flight calculations, as the beam goes out and bounces back, the time it takes for that to happen gives the distance that you need.
I would think the Statue of Liberty is particularly interesting because of the fact that it is a statue, not just a building. I mean, how is it possible to actually recreate the flow of the statue's robes, for instance?
Well, it reflects off the curved surfaces and keeps accurate measurements, and so it just scans from the top to the bottom in a line. Every quarter of an inch sends out a laser beam that bounces back, and then it shifts down with mirrors and bounces another beam back, 800 per second, so it's difficult to see. And then it shifts over with the mirrors and starts bouncing the beam down again in a linear pattern.
Wow. Where is the scanner placed?
It's placed on a tripod. The scanner head itself is about the size of a computer monitor, an old-fashioned one. 40 pounds, sits on a tripod, and it's connected to a laptop computer and a battery or power source.
What about, did you have to have some aerial scanning going on also from planes? Or?
Well, we couldn't do that. This particular scanner has to be stable. It can't move. So we couldn't get the top of her head or at the very base of her gown because we couldn't see it from the positions we were scanning. We were planning to go back to get her feet and the lower part of her gown as soon as we get further funding.
How long does it take to create a plan?
Several months to actually combine all the data. For one thing, we kept crashing our computers because, you know, 100 million data points is a lot to handle. And we had to figure out where we had errant data. Some of the, for example, when the arm moves or the metal expands in throughout the day with the sun shining on it, it would cause us to have some errant data. And we weren't sure at first what was happening, and we finally discovered why we had that, and so we could eliminate that part.
I guess it came as a bit of a surprise that the Statue of Liberty's arm actually had some movement.
It was a bit of a surprise that we had to deal with that on our data. We hadn't thought about that ahead of time.
Thanks very much, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Lynn.
Elizabeth Loudon is a member of the research team at Texas Tech University, which is working on a model of the Statue of Liberty.